Today's gospel is from St. John's account of the Last Supper, where Jesus acknowledges Judas as his betrayer and tells him basically to get on with it. God's desires from the very beginning have been opposed. Human beings have preferred the isolation of sin to what you could say the festivity of the sacred meal. Why? I would normally say because of concupiscence, but theologians have called this tendency the mystery of iniquity, the mysterium iniquitatis, the mystery of iniquity, for there is no rational ground for it, no reason for it to exist, but it's always there, stubbornly, always shadowing the good like a parasite upon that which it tries to destroy. The sinner is the one who turns his back on the Lord to gravitate around created things without referring them to the Creator. St. Augustine describes sin as a love of self to the point of despising God. What do we call that? We call that betrayal. Judas has the opportunity to rectify things, but he did not. St. John specifies that it was night. Jesus knew that what he was up against. He could have avoided it all. However, he came into our world to freely give himself to us. Christ on the cross, it is not a defeat, it is a voluntary sacrifice. Bishop Barron comments on this passage saying, "Those of us who regularly gather around the table of intimacy with Christ and yet engage consistently in the works of darkness are meant to see ourselves in the betrayer. So, O Lord Jesus, help us. Amen."